了，不仅他的身体不好，他的二个月是多少？不论是小孩子吧，还能在人少，是多少钱？那个垃圾，还够小孩子搞一天，咱们还可以。后来买些不是买点，他买些，对了 ，in other words, many richness, the beginning, the expression, hakel. So I mentioned in more air, because there it says hakel ma'ichem leilim. So the more mentions the other hakel. The hakel shochtim masnisim, it's marvelous hamdu. So pliyeh bo amroyeh the more, nimao lasuye tome bichum, shenasa ta hakelich, rabbe ben unyeh, and ma lasuye kusuye unyeh. Yichulam dignon in forash maikulam. Now let's go with the case of first case. Hakel shochtim, kosum bihilchas yaratz Yisroel, dinoshim lulish hatim, ikneshidaitum kalmas, ואין נראה, דאפילו במדושים, שכתיס לחתחיל, ואמרים של כל הפסולים, כל הפסולים ששוחתי בירה ודאים לחתחיל אלוהים, ורמינו, בשוח האדולם משעשית הקשרת, ומצאה להוא הדין דאפילו לחתחיל, so there's no differences in Zvokhim, that initial can be שכתיס לחתחיל in project, על החסקם וחמו ונחוב, כשאנו רואה דין אף אחד חתכיר אלו של בולי ניסי טוב ובמידו של חתכיר אלוהי שאני נעמי ששוחתי ולא יקור מאמו של בולי ניסי נושים ניתן לו לגרש so it appears from the Gemara that נושים מאפשרס to שכתי מקודשים מחתכיר אלוהי אז כמה נחמו חו אפילו מתבור בו יקטום החתכיר שוחתי אחד הנושים יחד נושים כי נכתום בגמורו הוסון איסר חמיסי כי פירק לשמור משום לכל הקהל של כולו נאמרו הבלו של זוכר אז סור, כולי מסלתי לאיתו שים זה פרש איז נאמרו הבלו של זוכר וזה זו 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 תואי נושי אבל הוכה יפיז בישו יליס המיש ולפירק כל הצורים גם מקודשים איסטרח למיסני נושי ושור עבי די נושי צורי סתור גם So, most Rishonim reject Hilchas Eretz Yisrael because according to them it's contrary to the Dinei Gemara. However, there are some Rishonim who say that a Mishe should not be Shechetes Lechatcher. Now, so Tracy says the reasons why a Mishe cannot check the whole when there is a yawning for ashes in Zvokhim in connection with Kotshim that the Nishol can be Shechetz HaChatchile and so that seems to be Kalachino of logic in Kotshim HaChatchile that has come with Hamo Nuchim so in place in place he says no there is no such Kalachino of logic why? Because Gemara says that Gimel Mubeis in connection how do we explain So, Rabbi, a second Roshim, says, Ike Damre Rabbi, Oma Hoch, Haku Shochtim, Haku Zokim, Sheikh Musokim, Akoki Sheikhim, Ame Bohamudim, Shishochatu, the Missal, Then Gemara says, "The Hachrishne Doma Musok Nei She Musok in Loi Liyulufel Chashem." So the reason is why. The reason is why מסעות, ראש העלית, וכריש את העלית, שיוכל לראות, מקסחרת וסעקי, עפיר בנו, כמו כסלפנו הפסות. So the case of Lacey says that the reason is why the whole of Yurka that is oil and Nisho cannot be shechetz mechatzile because Now, Hilda's friend said, because no, she doesn't have. So, the crazy, crazy, says, that's what it means. So, in other words, it's a halame. So, a Mishal Chatzil is not allowed to shechel. Why? Because in the Or HaShulchan explains it basically. He says, when the Gemara says several places, Noshin doesn't count. So the Pshat is not the way one understands it, you know, on the surface. That women are not as intelligent and that they are little feeble-minded, has to show. But Noshin doesn't count is not even feeble-mindedness. But it means they are soft-hearted. They are soft-hearted. And that's the basic Pshat. The Or HaShulchan doesn't say that. But to follow up the Or HaShulchan, so that is also the Pshat. In the Gemara, Hamlamit is the hero of the number difference. Why? Because Noshin died on Kalis. We've seen the Torah in the Havoi. So, Or HaShulchan says, that whenever Chazal says Noshin died on Kalis, it doesn't mean feeble-minded. It means soft-hearted. Soft-hearted. So a woman like this, we respect him, and so we say we move to Rui Hashino. Because men, the average man, is tough. But in respect to women, we cannot say Rui Hashino. Because we know that women are very soft. It's on the contrary. People think that Keshe Baden Kalis is an expression critical of the men. On the contrary, according to the place of HaShulchan, it's an expression that commends the women. In other words, men on a relative scale are tough, but women are soft-hearted, so their softness manifests itself even in connection with cattle. In other words, someone who is soft-hearted could not be a sheikh. It could not be a sheikh. So in Melee, there is a possibility of Shosha or Tulufa. But that's only in respect to men, not in respect to women. And the reason is why the Gemara is often said that even Kochim, they can shech the Chatzeres, so the answer is Kochim, yes. Because Kochim, who is the cover of the dam, that is instantaneously after the shechting, he can. So in other words, the Kayan will not allow, you know, the average woman who is soft to shech. There are some women who are more tough than men. As a matter of fact, you know, Ben Gurion once said that in his whole cabinet, he has one male member, all my year, and all the other members of his cabinet are women. So in other words, this is what the crazy phrase says. That in Kochim we don't have to be afraid lest a woman who is soft-hearted to check, because there is always a king on Kabul as Adam, and they'll make sure that there should be that the woman who checks is not soft-hearted. Yes, the women who are not soft-hearted, so they are much tougher than any men, than any tough men. So that's why by Kochim it's alright, but by Chum and Yohaname we have to feel not because of the possibility. Because of the possibility, because of the possibility that maybe she'll be sour, will be Shia. She couldn't stand the blood flowing out from the Tzabar Abeimu. So Mele, even if she does it, but she'll act slowly. So then there will be soul of Shia. This is what Or HaShulchan says. The Kortor Or HaShulchan, even the notion that in Kalis that the Gemara mentions in Sefer, and the Rambam mentions in the Talmud, if you share the notion that in Kalis, the tzimri v'teori v'avoi doesn't mean that they are feeble-minded, chas v'sholem. Vina nos makom yivol kom v'yisho yis and v'yish, the Gemara says in there. But it means they are soft-hearted. And mele, havoi doesn't mean nonsense. Havoi means a good man. A bosom, give or tail of Russian avoy, all daily suits are shaman. So, what is the Russian bosom? So, a woman, because of her tenderness and softness in her heart, so she might interpret the halacha so that the halacha will always be soft. Sometimes the halacha says you don't have to be soft. So that's the shot in Noshim Bal Taitum Kalins in the Tzion Divotei Olivam. Alright. Yes?
In the first Rashi, and the next again, the Mara that's going to come in the room, the Mara that's going to come in the room, is there any reason why Rashi doesn't also mention the next day about Nisim and Mishakim?
How many does it mention? It's not only. No, it just mentions two hours. Yeah. You see? The Mara itself says, Tom Mishaya, my Shaya, thy Shaya. So in other words, if the whole list is exhausted, but just one item is omitted, that's not the derech of the Tamil, of Habina HaKodesh. We need to omit it. But if there is more than one omission, so then they're way away, not to mention everything. Alright. Hakel Shoch, in the Hakshuresh, some Sheva there. So there is here, Omer Rabashi, Omer Rabashi, the whole Hakel Hakshuresh, Alon Hato, Hakel Mir, in the Hakshuresh, in the Hakshuresh, וכן אמר לכתחילו ועוקסי ויחלפנו ביום רייסי תגברה ובבתי סודר אצל עבד רייסי חוסם פרטון את עין לא ישעוד אומר שוי אלוהם אלא שמי מיר מומר בסייפי כסעבוי סייפי כסעבוי אל חקר מריחי מרוחי נדרים ונדרים וכן אמר לכתחילה ועוקסי וכיסה על בעלים דייר ויהיה בכוחי, וכסיף טבע שלו יסידר, ושסידר לו יסישרם, ותניה יתיב מזה ומזה, שנדע במקה אביר ומאה, ואביר אימר, תיב מזה ומזה, נדע ומשרם, ואפילו רבירי קומה, so there's a מחלקת between רמאה and רבירי. What is the best way? The best way is, according to רמאה, not בנאה. So that's even better than being neder and being mishal. And Rav Yehuda says, "Take mizeh mizeh neder umishal." So there are two rishonim in the Gemara in Dori. Tosfos mentions it among the days. The first Rashi says that the machlekes between Rav Meir and Yehuda, Rav Meir saying that the best thing is not to make any nidorim at all. Is only in respect to the neder of our life. But as far as the neder of our zoo is concerned, so you know the mayor of neder that Tim Mizel Mizel made it on Shabbat. The second motion says, like our Gemara, the Machlei case between the mayor and Dude is only by a zoo. So you know the Dude who says Tim Mizel Mizel made on Shabbat only by a zoo. And but by real life, so the Jude is also made it that take mizeh umizeh shen neder kol. So the more here is accord with the second motion we got. But if you review the command of the Aaron Zu, Adonai Aaron Vai Voi, Vai Voi. Now let's see Rashi. Yom Poshav Mikan, Rocha Mikinu Lo Vidor Yitolkam, the Jude Ton Neder Bumishal. אומר מעריך ומדמית לחפירות דערי אולי ודלכה נימה בו הרי זו עד יום עברי שעד אולי ואולי יוי כפי הקוצי דיפר שנגיס נגיס סבר ומי אולי נעמד לפרוי נשים את יעבד איך הם עושים נערי ולרוחם אם לא נעד הצפירו בערך so that word so the mishnei nirachem the mishnei nirachem is also a Roshan Gevet Yeah. Now the more is the whole hakel of the chatzilu, hakel chayav b'nisuk, hakel chayav b'tzitzes, or chamamir al chatzilu. So the more says no. When it says chayav, so naturally it has the meaning of the chatzilu. But when it doesn't say chayav, so then it has the meaning of the eved olam. Chayav lo itamim. But, so far the Gemara is assuming that when he doesn't say Hayavi, so then Hakel has the connotation of there, Hakel, Hakel, Som, Tzimtzum, Echad Anoshim, Echad Anoshim. van geen andere landen gaan killen, voor Xinus om een kunnen manier te zeggen. Eén, maar die betekent. Die te hakken gaat killen. Die te hakken weer. Zo, Erdo hakken door een zwarte kastje hier. We hakken door een kiest. De kia uit minder gaat killen. Zo, deze kastje, there is an inconsistency between the first expression and the second expression. We hakken door een meid gaat killen. Die tikje door. Nu met de hele doel. Loi tikshelo, omalei, anosh kitoson sheiro kashe, yidikton u shkitoson sheiro yede. Michlau yde lage hat chilehu, yede, tad yede, yomon. Now, what does it mean, I mean? Hakil is an expression of the hat chile and yede. So the base away, seen of Zion of Chesh discussing that's in the Bible of this Alevi, the first sin of which is the point for Sashmit. I don't know, I mean, which one is first, and which one is second, and which one is third, I don't know that. Because it doesn't say exactly. So, but that's the Bible, I think that's the first Bible. The point for Sashmit being the first sin. So, that sin of Chesh. And Simoch of Zion, he's the Bisharim discusses it. So he says, what is the pshat? I mean, there's the third pshat, you know. What is the pshat? Ike hakel hatzor, ike hakel. What does that mean? It's very simple, you see. Let's say, the Mishneh in Tmura. The Mishneh in Tmura says, hakel mire hanoshi hanoshi. No, you show them Rashi Homi. So here it certainly means the end. Certainly there's love, there's Malchus. So what's the pshat? So why does the Mishnah use the expression happening? And the answer is this. What is Rabbi HaKodesh trying to say? When he says Hakam Mir, does it mean the mindset Mure? The mindset Mure is everybody can do the Maisek Mure, then it would be a Rosh Hashanah. But here, it doesn't mean Hakam Mir Nechmanoshi Nechmanoshi, that the Maisek, everybody can do the Maisek Mure. Because it says, the Fetash, Rishodom Rashoyom. So what does Hakam Mir mean? That the Chalensat Mure can be done by everybody. The Aloch is Yachlechem Yom HaVesim. So insofar as the Maisik Mur is concerned, there's an Isa. But insofar as the Chalensat Mur is concerned, so it's the Mitmure. So here in which we use the expression, Hakel Mimir, it is not to be understood in the sense the Maisak Mur can be done by Hakel. The Maisak Mur is not is forbidden for Hakel, not for that it can be done, but the chalais, the tfisei tmure, no matter who does the tmure, so it's hard. That can be done. Hakel matfisei tmure. That's the eret, you see. And the same thing is true of shkita. So if the time of the mission had been interested in telling us that the maisa shkita can be done by hakel, by everybody, then it would be an expression of the Hatzir. But if the Tanu of the Mishneh is not interested in telling us that the Maise Shkite can be done by Hakel, but just the Heter Achille, everybody's Shkite is Matya the Behem El Achille. So then it's a Rosh of the Eret. Then it's a Roshin of the Dead. So, as a matter of fact, this is how the Bisharevi answers this is Kashi against Rashi. Tad the Eved Omer, Hochim Boyerus, Shkira Sakir, Chiro Kukur Chashim Yikop, Yumash Pashapri Yadar Adma Bino, Mahari Kireir, the Eved Kuma Bino, Avroi Lachatfir, In Ama Nes Hatu Shokin Yikop, Ki Yitan Gano Arich Meile, Vum Foresh, Nomi Nis Hatu Shokin. dienst van de Frusje, dus dat is een scheer, neem maar, die scheer van de reenscheer, die kastje, die knoeg een ander, tommel, hoor, oreis, hossen met de tonic, hij gaf me, hakken we hier in de rossen, knoeg een ander, wie in zoom, שעודם בשוי משום בוי רעסוקי בסדר זה הבוי משתים אלי כן עלה אפשר במעיס so Rashi says חושם ולפתוני חייד אבו חתם מירים ותמורוסון מורי מורי so in other words so that if it had mentioned, if it had been mentioned, Hakel Mirik with Moroson Mure, Badere, so then it would mean, you see, it's that then the Hakel Mirik could be in the Moshe Mchatzile, because insofar as the Yemen is concerned, that's implicit in the expression Moroson Tmure. So why does it say Hakel Mirim? In the how could it say in the sense of Hakel Mirim the Tisas Tmure is by Hakel? That's the other expression. So there is a redundancy. So in other words, then it would be difficult because since he says the Losh Hamishi Hakel Mirim. Echad Anosh, but the Losh HaMishni is not it was on Tmur. The Losh HaMishni is Hakel Mirim, Echad Anosh and Echad Anosh. And so Mele, so here, since the Mishnah doesn't say it was on Tmur, just Hakel Mirim, and the Mishnah concludes, what is Shodom Rashi on this? So what does it mean? This is how the Israeli explains the Rashi. So what does it mean? It means the Mishnah itself is explaining itself. In other words, that we shouldn't think that Hakel Mirim needs to be understood in the sense of Tisa, of the sense of Lechatchila. But it means Hakel Matrisim Mure. The Chalais Mure takes effect by Hakel, no matter who does it.
Maybe that's only because it's a lot over here.
Alright, but the Mishnah is telling us that. The Chaleis HaTmure is mitvas by Hakel, by mitvas by Hakel. So in other words, the expression Hakel HaTmure does not have reference to the Ma'is HaTmure. The Ma'is HaTmure, on the contrary, so everyone is either a Nisa with the Ma'is HaTmure. But the Chaleis HaTmure is takes effect no matter by whom it is done. So Hakel Mirim obviously means Hakel Mirim means the Chaleis HaTmure, it is interest. So that's why the Mishnah says when Shodom Rashoi Lom Eloshi Meimia Muna Musevi Kesavu. You shouldn't think just because the Tvisas Mure is how some male, that know there is a law, but still there is a kosu who would say yeke. He got you to an army or from your own family, possibly to not get out of him with motion to a body. So if it would be mentioned, how can you get motion to a, so the expression of motion to a would express the idea that the Chaleis HaTmure is mitvas by Hakel, so mele the Hakel, the Hakel Mirim would have to be understood in the sense the Ma'is HaTmure by then there would be stira. But the Mishnah doesn't choose this lashon. The Mishum lo yishodom hashoyel. But some other words, but here the Mishnah doesn't say it wasn't more, but just Hakel Mirim, some mele. And Hakel Mirim Echanos Rav-Noshim means that the Chaleis HaTmure is mitvas by everybody. Echanoshim, 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 Echanoshim. So why does he have to say ובית דוויית תוסי, לא ישנו אשר עמי. נשאר אשר עמי. In other words, since the expression in the mission is hakamimiri, and that means that is used the ebed. So why do they have to say lo yishoyim rashi ha'amira? In other words, it's already implicit in the first expression that l'chatzlenach just the chalemisatur is ha, but not the maisatur to be faced. So why do the Mishnah have to say shimheini avumea v'seyti desahoi? So also Rashi says mishimboi la'asuke we say to this Aboy, Rashmin, Rikin, Rashmin, Mais. So Teisa says the Kashi. Teisa the Kashi. Pure in contrast, the Okalei Lahato Dreishi, the Tenei Lahato Chile, who Roshin, the Ishtame Kaino, the Mashi Purushi, the Mashi Purush Nam Maskone, that we be every Tarate, the every Tamalis, Rafa Dabi Pura Nam Tamal Oil and Forest, Tosso in Tiktone Kai Kaone, Hakan Mir, the Mosin Pura and Lagos, being sure now, ראשון ראשון רומי ראשון בואי לעסוק עם סיכס אבוי ראשון ראית מלאשים עם האיסי אין נראה ראשון סיכס אבוי יוכל לעבור מיסטה תעת ועבר לעבור את המיסטה חתם מירים ועמי יעשה את אבוי ובאי זה מישנה את עושה לא ראשון ראשון so it's already says no the reason as to why the mission has to say no shodem rashoi lomi because the reason as to why there is Malkes is because the Chalei Sapnur is Ha, because there is a Gemara in Tnure. That there is malchus, even though it's lacking in myself, so there shouldn't be malchus. You should be fully automized. So in other words, so it appears from that Gemara that the only reason is why there is malchus by Gemara, because even though it's lacking in myself, because it's fully automized. So that implies, suppose the Kisa's Tmura would not take effect, so then we couldn't say the Gbura of Maise. The Gbura of Maise is true because the Chaleitz Tmura takes effect. But if there would be a case where the Chaleitz Tmura would not take effect, even if the Rav would be there, so then there won't be any Malkes. So Mimele, that's why Teitzah says the Kashi. Teitzah says the Kashi. The Havre. The Motzal Nis, the Hakam Amiri. The Amelia, I say this is our boy. So why does the Mishneh have to say? Why does the Mishneh have to say? Noi Shodem Vashoy Romia. The answer is the only reason as to why we say that this happened, even though it's actually Maise, is because it is born out of Maise. But if the Trisas Mura would not take effect, then we couldn't say the new out of Maise. So then the only way in Maltes. So maybe the Mishnah couldn't say Hakel Memiri, the Armenia said this happened, because then it wouldn't say their deen. That the reason as to why there is a few Malkes is because of the Dibure of the Mice. Alright. Oh, so now the Kasha Dibure that we have to do is the Victonish doesn't show the Ebed, you call the Hakel Hakilu, the Ebed Hart, the Ebed Family, or the Ravi Barube of the Ton, Hakel Shokin. After Tom Yehul, I remember, it's Mutatim Mitam Yehul. So, In other words, if he undertook to eat the chum, which our din can be eaten to make, but there is an Indian of precious, if you are refrained from eating it to make. As a matter of fact, he says Yishorim, so he discusses the holiness of Yishorim. Is a Pirush and one Paisa and two Hadgay. Zirus will deal with Srizus, Srizus will deal with Mitzvus. So what does it mean? He says, Zirus and Srizus have reference to the Chiyubim and the Yisubim. A Zoris, Srizus has reference to Himal Mitzvahs that are obligatory upon a Jew, and Zirus has reference to the Yisubim. But then there is a meaning of Nikius. So what does it mean? Nikius? Nikius means to be naughty. In other words, that he undertakes to eat in Chumita. Of course, this kind of Nikius is not applied today because we must have to make. We don't have to eat a pork. So we are all cream anyway. So it doesn't make any difference whether it is the Tara or it is the Tume. We are bound to the Tome. We are bound to the Tome. But this man abides as long as there was if a power to be retired, so there was a need of success, you know, to observe even Tara Bechon. Even Tara Bechon. So because Sala Achum Shin Asa Otaras HaKidesh, he did it on Kisa Tlalise. If he undertook to observe Tare in respect to whom, so how can he tome Shech the Behime? So he will touch the Behime and the Behime will be tome. Be tome. Kisa Tlalise. Maybe Sakana will call the Sheikh of God. Kidei Shalom Yidam Boso. So that's of Mudoshim Yishrei, Shemo Yidabu Bosa, Yishrei Chavon Boish, when the Gati is with the Shero, who's the Cheresh is the Kotem, that from the Chum Grey, the David Mamaloi, Shemo Yishu, Shemo Yidris, and Shemo Yachor Yidu, Yichulon Sheshocha to Ahem, Yilei Nachresh is the Kotem. So there is no doubt, as this points out, that Yichulon Sheshocha to certainly has reference to Cheresh is the Kotem. Because the Rosh Hashanah is Hakol Shochtu Mishlosam Sheochot Tashi Yikodim Shemikal Shotosam Yicholim Sheshochtu Achim Mishlosam Sheo. So obviously it has reference to Chershi Yikodim, but it has reference to something other than Chershi Yikodim too. Because if it, one second, see, if it had reference just to Chershi Yikodim, so then it does not have to say the chulon sheshoch. It could say chut mecheresh sheit mikotin shemo yikalto shetosom dim shochtu ba'achir mreilisom shetosom sheo ayah yisei yichulon. So the chulon, while it has reference to cheresh mikotin, it has reference to something other than cheresh mikotin. So that's the Gemara's kash. I do in a chereshi mikotin only, exclusively the chereshi. I will go in short me boy. El atome bichum. The omre, the chatren, ame shochit. Well, I had to show. The atome midoshim. The boron is sage. The lesser kamon. In shayo. So in other words, so if a chereshi mikotin, so they can be mevarek that he didn't touch. Haitam Mudoshi, Yochanatke, Yosmatke, Kalatun, Shishokus, Tosin Shiro, Shashkir Shirozo, Yoshma Bodhi, Mikmei, Bakun Kochi Kochi, over Bachari, Mikmei. Negin Bosa. So why does the Tanna of the Mishneh have to tell us why? Hocheika. Hosom. I will turn the shop soon into Namitam Yoshi. Die boys say in the judgment verse, Hosam, the coaching court, Hoch Heidi Tom, Tom, Hun, Tom, Nano Tom, Dosh, Hai Tom, a deep man, Eo in deep man, the mess, the Hal Heram or Rahman, Heram Arain Ho. In other words, well, like this, if somebody, the mess is a beer base atom, and somebody who touches the mess becomes an avatom. And then, if the one who touched the mess touches another person, so he becomes a rishni. That if the tummy mess touches a person, but suppose the tummy mess touches a chareb or any mattress, so there's a loch a chareb ayud chol. In other words, the tummy mess touches a mattress, so the mattress becomes also an avatom. And the same thing is true of contact with the mess itself. The mess is a via vesatum. So the cheref that can be contact with the mess, or any mattress that can be contact with the mess, becomes an via vesatum. Becomes an via vesatum. So the male is more like a kashi. I don't need to make you a little bit in the mess. So how does he make sure that he does not become tummy, does not become tummy by using the sakino? Alright, sakino is made to prevent contact between the sheikhet and the bain. But he holds the sakino, no matter how large it is, he still holds it. So mele, if he is a tummy mess, the holder is a tummy mess. So the sakin is navatume, so the sakin and the basis of the aloha of Chavai Chor also becomes navatume, and the sakin is in contact with the behemoth. So mele, the behemoth becomes a rishi tume. And the sakin becomes another tume, and then the sakin is certainly in contact with the basor of the hene, so it goes in sakin by Israel basor. Elo di itma isheretz. So in other words, isheretz itself is avatar, and the one who comes in contact with isheretz becomes a rishon tume. Now, rishon tume can transmit tume, it can transmit tume to Eichel, but not to Kirle, the one who became Tomei by touching the Sharetz, so Mele he became a Rishni Tomei. So if he touches Ochli, so then the Eichel become Shemri Tomei. Mashemke, if the Rishni Tomei, the one who is Mitman Sharetz, would touch Kirle, Kele can only be mikabu tume from an avatum. Odom and Kele can be mikabu tume only from an avatum, but not from a rishni tume. El vikim shas, the boy is saying, I don't need to be a mess. Uchidin she. So he is an avatume. Uchidin she. But a kremi shall come in the shachabo. Shkiti can be sheo. Even the instrument with which he calls the simonim, an atom matter. Our wood, some mele to tricky create, and tricky create is not the kabutume. We tiny the whole chechti, the mitzu, the mischuchis, the mikrim shalkon. Abai Oma, hoche the tome, hake chochti that for the kusi, the men are moving, who are the kusi? The kusi are the goyim, that Sanchere and Barosho transmigrated, he brought them over to Eretz Yisrael. So he took the Aseres HaShvatim in exile, and then he brought some goyim. And these goyim, in order to prevent any disaster because of the goyim, the lions, so they always gather themselves. But the Pasuk says es el Shem Hoyuyurei de Sarleyem Hoyuyurei. Son mele de Ismachleikes, Tanoim, los Amoim, whether Kusin de Ahoyesei o Kusin Gilemsi. So some Tanoim say Kusin de Ahoyesei, in view of the fact that the Kusin remained in Gamzore, alright, they called that with Ali Hashem. So some mele the Geus is not Geus. Is that a Geus? So there we don't have the status of a Jew. And the Mandoma who said Kusin Yeremisei, so they do have a status of a Jew. So Mele Hatochin Bafil Kusi. So the beginning the Oreda Mizrah, then the later generations, so they accepted the Torah Shebasar, but they did not accept the Torah Shebalpeh. They did not accept the Torah Shebalpeh, so they were like Kushi. Then, in the later generation, in the days of Kabamel and Rabase, so then the Chachomim were guilty on the Kushi that they should have the union of good. So maybe now, the machlokes is whether Kusin Geremisei or Kusin Yahoyesei is not a relevant question because they have the status of going anyway. But prior to the Takonel, they had a status of going, so there was the machlokes between the Tanoim with a Kusin Geremisei or Kusin Yahoyesei. And they adhered to the literal meaning of what they thought was the literal meaning on the Torah Shebichsav, but they denied, they rejected the Torah Shebichsav. So they were like the Stukim in the Baal Shem. The Stukim also recognized the Torah Shebichsav, but not the Torah Shebichsav. Abaye Mechochet, Hakel Shochtim, Bafur Kusi, Bamen Lom Amorim, Fils Hoi Mital Gabo, Aber Yitz Nichmas Lom Yishrei. In Shochat, Chaytech Kazai is Boso, Vinezi. So in other words, without the Yisroel, without Gabor, we cannot trust the Kusin. We cannot trust the Kusin. Why? Because, after all, Mvele is mentioned explicitly in the Torah, the Shechuch on Mvele, and they accepted the Torah Shechazah. So it's true, they accepted the Torah Shechazah. So they themselves wouldn't eat Mvele. But we, so anyone who is Yerei Shamayim who doesn't keep faith in himself will not dare give accommodate another Jew with faith because of himself and the evil is in Yerushim. But the Kusim, they understood the law of if he was in Yerushim to be limited as to a person putting there an impediment, an obstacle before a blind person, but it does not have, it doesn't cover any other act according to the Kusim's interpretation. Only putting a mikshol before one person. I mean, the Torah Shebaalpeh says, of course, the Jewish mikhor is implicit within the law of, is included in the law of the U.S. mikshol, but it's not limited to that act of putting an obstacle, an impediment, tumbling block before a white person. In other words, if you give the leadership in Dennis to a certain person, you know it's not good for him. And he acts accordingly. So the idea of this mikshu, and the fullest mikshu, according to the Torah Shebaalpeh, is not limited only to physical mikshu. It applies to spiritual mechshelim too. So, in other words, if you accommodate a person with an avere, so whether the person is Jewish or is a goy, so yahim against the mechshel. In other words, if you hand over an avere to a Jew, even though he eats an avere, but it's still a mechshel. He's spiritually blind, that's how the Rambam explains it. And even to the Neach, if you hand over even the height of the neach, so you are machshol the neach, and the neach is muzar in the height. So the male had a Jew, a real Jew, so if he shechts, even though he doesn't eat from the behemoth that he was shechet, so he had a guarantee that the shkite was chill. Because if it hadn't been shell, how would he give it to a Jew who is able to use the Russian? But that deal applies to a real Jew, not to a Kusi. Because the Kusi, he holds, according to his interpretation of the Torah of Saad, nothing wrong in giving shkite in a company with another Jew who is the male. As long as he himself doesn't eat the male. Alright. Did you ask the question? Right. So certain things they adapted. The same school is looking, you know. They did not recognize the validity of the version of faith. So in other words, everyone was able to interpret the Torah Pasad according to his mind. So some of the things that Josh Lopez says they like, they approved of it. Some male, so they could have. So that would be a riot, because in the tomb that they recognize, they wouldn't be able. Ochle in the Rachel Chitose, Lui Ochle in the Rachel Chitose, Kutacha Shibu Kotsi, Afil Gere Damo, Shemishu Shemidre Shem Yachim, Yachim, Yachim Shishoch Tahe, Iyo in Acheresh, Shibu Kotsi, Nalokoye, Yim Shoch Nebuer, Ewa Akusi, Pohamet Yisroel Nalgabo, Shoch Tahe, So, it is explained. I mean, that's the obvious shot. So, in Shochte, so, the Chush Hay, Ilay Nachrashi, Kot Malo Koyer, in Shochte Mbari. So, it more doesn't mean that the Chush Shochte Achim, when you say, does not refer to Chereshi Yikot in altogether. Of course it refers to Chereshi Yikot, but there is another person to whom it has reference. Because if Rabbeinu HaKodesh had meant to refer just to Chereshi Yikot, he shouldn't say Yikulon. He could say Yim Shochta. The fact that he said Yikulon means that it has reference to something in addition to Chereshi Yikot. Ela Akutsi, Pahamot, Yisroel, Imi Agabov Shochi, Avakatre. So why does Yim Shochta tell us in Chim Reilson, even less? I mean, the Chulon, so he says, Ho'amra kishi Yisroel in Agabo, Shochet Apil Hatchilino, so how is it that the Mishnah says, Dak to the Ere? Kasha, still it's a Kasha. In other words, there is a difference between the Rosh Yufte and the Rosh Kasha. Yufte means that it's refilled. Kasha doesn't mean it's refilled. The other Kasha, all right? It's a kasha. So it's a kasha. But it's not refuted. So anyway, according to Abaye, so when is one allowed to shech el hatchile, when is the kusi allowed to shech el hatchile? Only in Yisrael's in Dagab. But if it's less than Yisrael Dagabo, Yetzir Nichnas, so then he cannot check. So, but how is Yisrael Rabbi? All they hold that even if it's less than Yisrael Dagabo, as long as a Jew is Yetzir Nichnas, Yetzir Nichnas, unfortunately, the expression, the concept of Yetzir Nichnas has been used. You know, certain people will tell you that you can eat certain meat. Why? Because the rabbi Mashgiach, once a week, he comes into the store to check. That's what Yetzir Nichnas is. that is Mirchas Leben, not Mirchas. So it's Mirchas Kriens that is there all the time, but sometimes he has to go over to a certain place. So he goes out for a few minutes. He wants to eat something, he goes out. So the Mele, the Goy, or the Jew who is not Nehemon, so he's afraid to do something wrong, because most of the time he spends in the shop. He might be caught there. That's the pshat of Yitzhak Nechmas. He doesn't think Yitzhak Nechmas that if you respect, you know, you want some money, and you call up the owner of the factory, and you tell him that the delegation of rabbis is coming, and then they come and see nothing wrong is done, that's what Yitzhak Nechmas. That's Yitzhak Nechmas. So, what it says, Yitzhak Nechmas, Yitzhak Nechmas, והכאן הניח לבחון עם בחנושי ישראל איזה מניח נרס מותר. So we see that it is מותר. חושב מי קטונה מניח, המניח קטונה. נהיה, אלנוח, נשאים לו נדעת יענס, נשאים לו תוך נשאים שם שם לו, נשאים לו נרס מותר. אלנוח, חושב קטונה, הכל שוכן אפילו כוסי, המלאנו ישראל זה נכנס, אבל הוא אומר ששוחד, אז אני בוסם מישראל, אוכל מלאכם שאתה עושה, לא אוכל מלאכם שאתה עושה, כי ככה שלי קוטן, ואתה דרך נאמרו, של מישהו שאני רצו, של להחליט, וכל ששוחד ההם, יהיה נח, אבל יש לי קוטן, אבל לא קוהה, נשוחד מבוירי, אין לו הכוסי, או עם בדקרי, זה נכנס שוכן, זה קש, ותן לי, דימור אני מסי, תהיו, זה קש, So that he comes to remain. But there is a kash. So let me say, shame, some shame say, that teiku is an abbreviation of tijbi yitareis kushis abayis. So abayis means abayis, but also kushis, you see. To use there, so you are not who doesn't tell. To say anything is already refuted by Chazal. But when the Gemara says kashi, it means that it remains, but there is a certain difficulty. All right? So the Chachomim, the Amoroi, didn't know the talents on that. But in Yohan Novi, they were able to give you talents on all the kushis. Abasha Mahor, Hakul Shokhan Abdi Shkolu Mimea, Mimea Vimai, Lachan Vilchoy Tohomi, Kud the Rabbi the Mahor, Abdi Shkolu Mimea, Yichon Tiresi Tohomi, to the exact nation, the Mutalah of the Shkutos, and the Lord of the Mosul Mission, in Shokhadu is a king of Achor, Mutu is a king of Yofi, Mutalah of the Shkutos. In other words, there is a difference, this is points out, between the Kusi and the Israel Mumal Tov. The Israel Mumal Tov, Hashkofi wise, is like a real Jew, but he cannot overcome the temptation to meet him. He cannot come, he got it. But when he does succumb to his temptation, so he realizes that he does something wrong. But he is not ready to curb his efforts. But if there is a possibility for him to satisfy his appetite, and at the same time, not to believe in himself, he will certainly do it. So in other words, when the question is, whether he check the second problem or the second puzzle, seems somebody else prepared the sake and made it ready, so he will certainly do it the proper way. And we don't have to be afraid, maybe there will be shea at least as well. So, we don't have to be afraid of that. Because you should be getting a lot of soup. So that's why Yim Shochad will be Sakini Achor. Means it's Sakini Yope Muda Lachom Shkutose Chut Mechera Shem Yikot Da'af Yudeb Ed Namo Shem Yishu Shem Yitrisu Yishem Yachli Yichulom So this is Ben Zal In respect to Mura Litov So will be Sakini Achor And means it's Sakini Yope Is Muda Lachom Shkutose Mashem Kim in respect to Kusim So it is Sakini Without any effect, because since they believe it's all right to be marching, another Jew is suing, so he can be nabble anyway, even though it will not interfere with the satisfaction of his appetite. מה שאין כן, אם ינסוי זית נכנס, סודן איקוסים, אם מקודם אני לא אומר, איקוסים דרם סי, but איקוסים themselves, they assume that Jews do not consider them as real Jews. And they themselves don't consider themselves as real Jews. They hate the real Jews. So Mele, Yetzir Nichnas is affected. Why? Because they are afraid that the Jews, Yetzir Nichnas, will catch him by the head. Mashenke, in your interpretation says, in Tartesius, that Yetzir Nichnas is not affected regarding Yisrael Numerichel Sifron, because he is not afraid that the Jew will check up on him, because he assumes that the Jew also has trust in him. So why should he be afraid of Yisrael Yetzir Nichnas? After the name of Yisrael 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 he was a Zaki Nisam Sheikha Tire a Lebora he is a Zaki Kehashe he was 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 a Zaki Kehashe again all right thank you.
המורים שיידים בי שיידי עבין אלוך השחית אבל יידים בי שיידי עבין אלוך השחית לא ישחי ושוחד בי כנס אם ידי עבין אלוך השחית מות עליך המשחתוס ואם לא אהב עושה עליך המשחתוס חוץ מחרשת וקוטן דקו דבד נמר So Chachile, Rabbi's first lesson says, the Mishnah declares, that who can shecht only if he's a mumche. What does mumche mean? Now, so Rashi says, mumchim v'yedim hilcha shchit, v'afal pi she'en ozokim. Shall we shot for any good poem? So the motion of Rashi is remarkable. He says, Mumchim, they need in Rashi. You'll see many posts that Mumchim means Pkim in Rashi. But from Rashi's motion, it's not mashma, this is accurate. Because Rashi says, Mumchim, there is a book. Why a book? So Rashi would say, Mumchim, Yoidim, Hilches, Shchit. V'yabal pi she'im ozok, shalo yishochtu lefoneinu, gimu tome. Lirais. So the question is, what does... So apparently, there are two ingredients in Mumchim according to Rashi. Yedin Cheshchite is one important ingredient. And there is another ingredient. What is the other ingredient? That we have to listen. Now let's see. The Adal Pi She'im Ozoki Shalun Shochat Nifoneinu Gimu Pon Liris in Yedish Ben Keach Shalun Misalpin Bishchite שיובילו לבישיה, או יאינון יאיתנו לעם ונסידים לכך. So מוזוקים, obviously means, in other words, that he has experience, that people observed him, Shech, and they saw that he doesn't become, you know, tense. Now, Mozokin does not mean, you see, just experience. Somebody might have experience, when somebody applies for a job, for a teaching job, so the first question they ask him, do you have experience? And what if somebody is a beginner? So he might have the biggest potential, but he doesn't have experience, so he will not get a job. But if he mentions that he has experience, he taught 20 years, let's say in a certain place, so then he gets the job. But sometimes he has experience, but he has experience as teaching in a very ineffective way. So in other words, what does it mean, Mozokin? Mozokin means experience, but three times that, and it was observed that three times he was sheikhe without becoming tense in the middle. What kind of tenseness is there? So he says, she'eino misalfin b'shritin. In other words, there are certain people who cannot see blood, even blood of an animal. Even blood of an animal. So, I mean, my father, the Chaim Lebracha, used to say that he couldn't be a sheikh. He couldn't be a sheikh. Not because he's a conscientious objector, you know, against, he was not a vegetarian, my father, the Chaim Lebracha. He was not a conscientious objector against Shchita Chas V'Shalom, but emotionally, he couldn't see blood even of an animal. He couldn't see, I mean, it's mentioned that the Ari never killed even, I mean, you forgive me, but it has to be mentioned, Teo, the ruminants, or even a kino, he never killed. No matter how much he was bothered by it, because he just couldn't, the Ari just couldn't kill a living thing. So that means that certain people, as I explained last time, I mean, what the crazy place says, the reason is why look at our soil, and there are some of the things who agree with that people, that Noshim cannot check. Why? Because Noshim Dagen Kawes, it doesn't mean Dagen Kawes pure-minded. It means a soft part. So in other words, women are more likely, you know, to become tense in the act of killing an animal, or slaughtering an animal, slaughtering an animal. Some melee, that means, Mozek means that he was observed three times, and it was seen that he is able to share without becoming tense in the course of the slaughter. So he says, Rashi says, shall we shochul panenu baha pishenu zoki? Shall we shochul panenu dimu pomi? Lira is engaged by kea, shenu misau fin bishrite, shiobeo li di shie, o yeyedin li amen es yideyem likach. Es yideyem likach. So that is Mozokin. But Mozokin has nothing to do with the umness of Shtetl. You know, there are two things. First, there is the din of Shtetl. The din of Shtetl. There are many daily who are Boki Bishas, and they know all the din of Shtetl, but they don't have the Shimosh, you know, the Miladown. Miladown, I mean, there are many daily, we shouldn't say many, but there are some daily who are Boki in the din of Treifes, and all the Shittes about Tumas HaGilim, but if you show them a Reine, you'll give them a Reine, and you'll tell them, please show me where the Tzimus HaGidim. They'll say, according to one Shite, the Tzimus HaGidim He's in this side, in that side. All right. But when he's asked to demonstrate, he won't be able to do it. And then you can ask some shochim who are not Kolombian at all, and they'll be able to show you the Tumas Adin, you see. So that's the Shimush. That's the Shimush. So that has nothing to do with Iluke Hashinon, Iluke Loi Hashinon. Iluke Hashinon means he can be the best woman, the best Sheikhet in the world. But he becomes tense. He becomes tense. He becomes tense. I now, my condition. So many times I become tense. It's because I don't know. I just become tense. I become confused. You see. So it has nothing to do with no. So when Rashi says, Mu'chim v'yeti milcha shrite, so Rashi says, he doesn't say, Mu'chim v'yeti milcha shrite. I mean, I really don't understand why in so many poskim they say that Mu'chim v'yeti milcha shrite. No, there are two components, two ingredients. One is the idea of milcha shrite, and then what of what avail is the idea of Hashrite? The idea of Hashrite. I mean, but if I don't have the Shimush, so I couldn't share. I mean, let's say somebody might know all the idea of Hashrite, but he wouldn't even be able to recognize the Veshet. He wouldn't even know whether the Veshet is first and then the Kone or the Kone is first. And the Veshet is after. I mean, so. So in other words, Mumche means one who knows, number one, the Dinim of Shrite, and number two, the Meledaume of Shrite. The Meledaume of Shrite, the act of Shrite, how to do it. But that doesn't mean that he might do it fast. He might become tense in the middle of the Shrite, become confused, because after all, it's hard for him to see blood, even of an animal. Mimele, there will be the psul of Shia. But that has nothing to do with Shidias, you see. Whether it's Shidias in the Dinim of Shite or the Dias. Oh, the Dias in the Dalam of Shite, the Shimush of Shite. So these are the two components. That's why Rashi says, Mumchim v'yeidi milcha shrite. V'yeidi milcha shrite. In other words, what is the Shimush? It's nothing to do with Mozokin. Mozokin has nothing to do with Shimush. It has to do with the ability to do it fast, you know, without becoming disturbed and tense on account of the blood of the animal that is flowing. Alright, I mean that's the plain pshat, actually, there's no doubt. So I mean, I really don't understand as to why the Achreinim don't mention it. Maybe they don't mention it because it was taken for granted that that is the pshat, you know. I mean, some of them don't even have to mention it. But that's, I'm sure that this is the pshat in Rashi. Oh, so, Bamed Vormamori, שיידים בין שידי עליהם הלך השחיתה, אבל אין ידים בין שידי עליהם הלך השחיתה לא ישחית, ואם שוחד בין כנסת, אם ידי עליהם הלך השחיתה מוטה לאחר משחיתוסים, ואם לאו עושה לאחר משחיתוסים. חוץ מחרש של דליקותם, דת מוזאבת נמלו, שמו גישו שמוי, שמו יתריסו וישמו יחלידו. וישמו יחלידו. So, ויחולון ששוחטו, הרי, אילן אחר שגרי קוטן, הלא קורא, ונשוחת מבו ילד. אלו, שהיו מומחים, בבית ניסיסאי, so you know what I say, the rest of the common law. Again, the same thing. The thesis mentions in respect to some other witnesses, because when the Gemara says, "Even after she be caught in a loco, being shocked in boiling," the Gemara doesn't mean that it has does not have reference to have Shiva Yukovin. Of course it has reference to have Shiva Yukovin. But since the Mishnah doesn't use the expression the Yimshochtei, so it's a raya that there is something else over and above Harashim Yukov to which it has reference. So because if it has reference exclusively to Harashim Yukov, to the exclusion of anything else, then the Mishnah should employ the Lashon the Yimshochtei, Ella, it has reference in addition to having reference to Chereshim Yikotun, it also has reference Hashem Mumch, Hashem Mumch. So, the Beit Kinesi Sage, the Lesser Kamon de Livy, the Lesser Kamon de Livy. Damit lo amor in der Rasch, durch viele Mumchen steht in dem, ilo am meisten loi, behem o mischrei, makirin dem, in Gottku, schie der euch schritt. Da apil debe, die jeden euch schritt loi, die tomi dem ozokin, le kalke, schie eilwem, das. Oh, na, the second one. Wieke de amre, Rabbine Oma Hochet, hakel schochtin, hat him so kinshaw. Now, so one should not make a mistake. Hakim Muzoki means someone who has, so who knows the unness of Shrita. No, it's not unness. The unness of Shrita that is contained with the mumch, the unness. But Muzoki means that he has experience of shechting without the pause, you know, without the pause. So there is no you. Hakel muzokin shech muzokin afalpi sheimum. Bamed dvarim amorim. Sheshochtu lefoneinu beis vidimu poamim. Viloi in Salim. Avaloi shochad upanim in beis vidimu poamim. Loi yishrei. Shemo in Salim. Now, why did the Gemara use the Lashon? Amed lo amorim sheshochtu upanim in beis vidimu poamim. Either it's beis or it's gimu. What is it? I mean, beis vidimu poamim? No. A certain rabbi, a very prominent rabbi. So, he is in the upper 50s. And he has a younger brother, so he's in the upper 40s. So, and he's very smart, you know. He has a PhD, he's a rabbi, he has all minds. But he's in the upper 40s. So he asked me for a shida. Maybe I know. So I said to him, how old is your brother? I really didn't know at the time. So he said, well, how old is he? He is, you know, in the upper 30s, in the lower 40s. So I said to him, what do you mean? In the upper 30s, in the lower 40s. Either he's in the upper 30s or in the lower 40s. It couldn't be. I mean, unless you don't know. How is it you don't know? Then you know what I mean, he said. Anyway, so what does the Gemara mean? When the Gemara says, either it's Beis or it's Gemara. I mean, the answer is, because there is a machlokes between Rebbe Bashim Gamliel, was that two times the Chazoke or three times the Chazoke. So in Mele, the Gemara does not want to discuss, commit itself like Rebbe Bashim Gamliel. That's not the inner of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Beis Yigimu Pomin, according to Rebbe, is Beis Pomin, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's Yigimu Pomin. Alright, please, no questions now, please. Now, and this is for the future too, I don't want any interruptions. As a matter of fact, I didn't appreciate interruptions in normal times, especially now. because now, I'll tell you, you see, miraculously, fortunately, so the stroke did not affect my mind and did not affect my speech, but there is a difference between not affecting my speech and not affecting my mind. The mind didn't affect in any way. However, the speech, you don't see it, but I feel it. It did affect my speech. Because when a person speaks, there is a coordination of the right muscles and the left muscles. And anything that involves the coordination of the right muscles and the left muscles involves pain. Involves pain. So the melee, I don't speak so fast now. I speak very slowly. But my thinking, Baruch Hashem, miraculously, I mean, is unaffected in any way. So the thinking is 10 times as fast as the speaking. And when somebody asks me a question, so it makes me tense, and that arouses the pain, you have no idea. And then, besides, you know, if you say Peirik, you forgive me, but I'm saying it for your benefit, you know. If you say Peirik every Shabbos, which you should, and this Shabbos, I think, if my memory doesn't fail me, was the fourth Peirik, so one of the good midas is not to interrupt even a Chabah. Certainly, Rebbe, Allah has come with him. So, and then, if you interrupt me in the middle of the Shia, so it will retard me, it will retard you, and we are very much behind, and we won't be able to cover any ground. Alright? You forgive me, but it's for your benefit. I'm sorry that I didn't say it 16 years ago. I'll tell you a certain story. About 50 years ago, the Baruch Kotel Zechem Livroche was in America at the time for a visit, and he delivered the Shia in Yeshua Sabzvachonon. And they were, I mean, in Yeshua Sabzvachonon, they were probably, I mean, 100 daily tail at that Shia. And then one, a very outstanding Ilumitsuyan, the Talmud of my father Zechem Livroche. So, he interrupted the Baruch Kotler every 50 minutes with a side shot. Now, as a matter of fact, now, the consensus of opinion of most of the daily who are present in the Shia was that he was not restrained in his talk, you know. So it was not very polite, you know, when he got to give the Shia to interrupt him. If he has a kasha, so he can wait. But consensus of the opinion of most of the Lomdim there was that he was right. Not a wrong, but all right. I'm not expressing an opinion on this. So I was a very young teenager at the time. So he gave a shiur in Hatina Hamasibes in Lomdim. I remember the shiur. So Rabban Kotler Zechem Livroche became so upset with him. I mean, he became so tense, because it's not the right way, you know. It's not conducive to the learning of Torah when you interrupt. All right. You'll forgive me, but it's, I think it's about time, I mean, that I should say it. After the Shia, if I have no special reason to go home, you can ask me all the questions. I don't know whether today, because today I'm going to start and I come home on a new medication. But it can wait. If you remember, just keep in mind to remember the Shia that you have. So you can ask me tomorrow also. So what? All right. I'll tell you, you know, at this moment, you know, I become very confused, because The flow of thoughts is so much faster than the flow of words in my condition, you know. So I become completely confused. I have to remind myself, what I would I say? You know, it's not so simple. In other words, it was witness that he can do it without a pause. Again, so when the Gemara says, "Ilei nacher shi'ri kotn alokoe," the Gemara doesn't mean that he does not have reference to Hashem. Of course, it goes without saying it has reference to Hashem, but it has reference to something in addition. All right. Now, Gemara. Now let's see Rashi. למד לו המורים דחשיב הם מומחים שיידים באילו המסר לידיים או מישראל מכירים בהם. לא, so that's what he said already. מוזוקים שרואים ששוחטו כמה פעמים, יופי לא הכיר אותו, ואף על פי שהם מומחים, תו יעדים לו בו שיידים לא ימר וחשפית עם לוי. ניסאו את ראש היפוס, וחמישו סלם, שיוכל מירי סמק הסחרה ויסקים, אפילו בהמות. כמו יתיסלפנו, הפסולס. That's misalim. You just cannot see any blood. Now, just to divinate, to get up in tangent, you know, מי שיורי ברח הלבו, דרך מיושב לבייסי, דרך מיושב לבייסי. So, there is a יורי, it's a פתור מלחמת רשוס, and רח הלבו. So this is 3 points out, two separate things. Yore means somebody who is afraid, you know. But Rachalevov can be, this is he says, Giva Shegibeh, like Kriyo. I mean, it can be the personification of Yore, but he cannot see any blood. Not kind of what is called in modern lingo, conscientious objector, you know. That doesn't mean the conscientious objector doesn't mean he can't see any blood. There are some conscientious objectors who could kill, you know, in cold blood, you know. But they are conscientious objectors towards a certain war, you see. But, and then, in Yohannes Yisrael, even Yohannes Rashus, how could there be a conscientious objector? Yohannes Rashus can only be waged of your determinants. How can one be a conscientious objector if the world between sanctions a certain Muhammad? So that's not Shaykh. But it means Rahalevo. He's not a conscientious objector. He is in favor of the war, but the fact is that emotionally he is incapable of killing. He's incapable of killing, you see. So melee, so he is part of Muhammad's Hashem. So that means Nisalim. So somebody might be so emotionally tense in respect to killing that he couldn't kill an animal either. Even if he knows, let's say, that by slaughtering an animal, so he's the kai cerebrochen, the kai emitzvah of shtetl, but still he becomes tense when he does it. So maybe there might be pause in the shite, so it will be nifso, because of shia. Why? Now, the more explains. רבינה דירה בבעולה כאפיה דירובה דירבה שלו ימרה משום דעה שלו וכולו סודם בדיקה שבועז בדיקה שבועז why doesn't it say they? So apparently it says the column, so it has reference to something over and above, and according to these Amorim-Sukite, it does not have reference to anything over and above Hershey-Kopp. It has reference exclusively to Hershey-Kopp. So Kashi, not that it's refuted, but it's a Kashi. So there is a certain difficulty. All right. Kashi Nihu. Kule ki rabbi parula li amre v'hach lishne. In other words, that it's tome v'chu shenasa ol parasakeyesh. V'hach lishne amut osu mitiyar v'ocha. Aide di tome tome v'chum tome nama tome v'doshin. Tome v'chum gubele yitrale. V'chu shenasa ol parasakeyesh l'afi kirish dom. Kule ki rabbine li amre. So there are two shenis rabbine. The first loshen. And the second loshen. So the reason is why all the other Amoroi, Rabbi Parule and Rabbi, and I'm sorry, Rabbi, and Rabbi, and Rabashe, don't say like Rabbi Parule, so Lachrishne, Dhamma Tochimke, Rabbi Radhosimke. You could more as the kashe, why does that be mentioned here in this vochit? So there are two shenes, either that here is ikar and this vochit is not ikar, or vice versa. So lach vishin dama tosam ikar vorecha aibi, toni tomi vichum, toni nami tomi vidoshim, toni vichum gufale yistachale, chum shenasa al taraskir ishtlaf vikir ishtom. Kule ki rabine liyamre, lach vishin dama amum chenei, shei mum chenoi, ראים יצוי לתושפיטה מומחנה לאחריש נדון המוזוק נאים שאים מוזוק הם לא רואים לילוף וחשינו רודר יומה כאבייה כקושה because according to אבייה the Mishnah makes a difference between Emid al-Gabov and Natin al-Gabov and Rode says no, it's not necessary that there be mamash in al-Gabov as long as it's Yezi v'nichnas, so it's also not, Kikushi. Abai Roma to Robe, after all Robe mentions the Raya from the Ineser, so why doesn't Abai say on the basis of the apparent Hecher from the Ineser that Yezi v'nichnas is not, it doesn't, it's not required that there should be mamesh, Ibn al-Gabov. The answer is no. According to Abaye, there is no Hecher from the Din of Yai Nesach. Because in Yai Nesach, the Shai is, was the Akum? Did the Akum touch, you know, the Yai? So, then we say, even though there were no Yisroel in the Gabbah, but as long as the Yisroel is eating Nichnas and the Akum labors constantly under the impact of the fear lest the Yisroel will be Nichnas any second, some Mele is not going to touch the Yai. Mashenkin here, when the Kutsi is already holding the baby or the oil. So Memele, it takes a short time, so Memele is not afraid in doing something improper, because he thinks, by the time he comes in, he's not here yet, so I'll be through with the act. All right. Hosom Venoga, Hochanoga, Rabasha Yoma Kitabaye, either like Rode, nor like Abaye, because Kosova Kusin Yahoise. Now, there's a Machlekes where a Kusin is Yahoise, or Kusin is Geirei Emesein. Now, if Kusin Geirei Emesein, so then they are Jews, but the Nazir Mitzvahs, the Munafi Kabir, Divrei Torah Shebaal Peh, but Mashenkin, if Kusin Geirei Emesein, so the Geirus is no Geirus, so they are going. So, I mean, when he goes Shechts, even if he shechts it properly, he can be the best sheikh as far as the act of shechting is concerned. So it's the way. So, in other words, the Muman Vilis of the Obe is Beidik Sakim in Israel. Explains the Mishnah in accordance with the same Kipte, the Kipte as Rabashi. Because I thought it's his memory. Muma the Beleis, Lady Obey, Yisroel Muma Yachamdi Lady Obey, in Beidi Ksakim, the Neisele. But, Rove just set a by. You say that you have to explain the mission in respect to a Kusi. So then it has to be explained a little differently, not in terms of Eidal Gabal, but rather in terms